Should Barack Obama have a beard? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. That picture of Mr. Obama with a beard popped up on my Twitter feed yesterday. Of course, like everything, turned out to be a fake, but it triggered immediate demands that he grow a real one because it made him look cool enough to appear in a Dos Equis commercial. Unfortunately, research shows voters tend not to trust bearded politicians, and Obama says he can't grow one anyway, but I found the enthusiasm of his fans encouraging because, as a bearded man myself, it does sometimes feel like the judges automatically deduct for facial hair. Stephen Colbert tried the lifestyle right before starting his new show, but the viewers wouldn't have it.
When I premiered the Colbeard, the internet burned to the ground. I made the cover of Homeless Sea Captain Monthly.
Jimmy Kimmel gets away with it. But when Jim Carrey and David Letterman came out as barbasexuals, it didn't go well. I'm pretty sure there are states where bakers won't even sell them a muffin. So it's a big decision for a man whether to let his infrastructure blossom. He has to walk that fine line between cool and psycho. The fine line between Santa Claus and Civil War. Sometimes the only way to find out what works is to grow it and see. If little children follow you demanding Legos, you've achieved Santa Claus. If grown men follow you with lighted torches, time to shave. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.